The Siena College survey finds New Yorkers think Cuomo has made the state a better place in the 9 years since he was elected governor. They give him high points for accomplishments like protecting the rights of all New Yorkers, ensuring accessibility to health care and a quality education, and effectively managing state government. But his job performance rating at 36% is the lowest it's ever been, and his favorability ratings at 43% match a previous low point back in February of this year, says Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg.
For most of his tenure so far, Andrew Cuomo's poll numbers have been in a narrow range. They didn't move very much. This year, they've been much more volatile. In February, he was at his all-time low. In June, he had bounced back up. Now, here we are in August, and he bounces back down to his all-time low. So, for whatever reason, voters are a little hit or miss this year with Governor Cuomo, and right now, he's in a negative spot.
Greenberg says the numbers could possibly be attributed to voter fatigue with the governor who is serving a third term in an era where the news cycles move very quickly. The poll finds the popularity of the state legislature is higher than previous years, with 45% viewing the Senate favorably and 43% having a positive view of the Assembly. Most voters agree with almost all of the major items approved by the state legislature in the recently concluded session, says Greenberg.
The vaccinations bill requiring parents to have their children vaccinated regardless of the parents' religious beliefs, 84% support. The new farm worker bill of rights, 78%. Support. The new emissions standards, 73% support. The ban on single-use plastic bags, 65% support. So there's a lot of support for a lot of the issues that have taken place.
The only measure that is unpopular with voters is a new law to allow undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses, with only 43% overall supporting the law. Some other New York politicians fared even more poorly than Cuomo. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for president, is viewed favorably by just 41% of the electorate. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's also running for president, is viewed in a positive light by just 26% of all voters statewide and by just 38% of Democrats. Greenberg says the mayor's numbers are lower than those of President Donald Trump, who's been consistently unpopular in New York.
Nearly half the Democrats in the state of New York view Bill de Blasio unfavorably. Hard to run a national presidential campaign when voters in your home party in your home state feel that way.
U.S. Senator and Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer remains the most popular politician in New York. He has a 53% approval rating. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.